Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and happy Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates, Heather with the extended weekend. She's off today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
We made it.
Yeah. Made it to Friday. Another week in the books almost.
Right around the corner.
Four
more hours.
Yes.
We got picks today at 6:35. We've got the cookie jar at 7:35. A John Jansen pick your poison and a question that we may have missed this week with the Lions. We'll get to that. But John, we start first with good news.
Oh, yeah?
If you're listening right now, you're going to have a chance to win Red Wing tickets. We're going to look out for our early listeners, the 6 o'clock crew. This hour, we're giving away tickets for the Red Wing game on Sunday against the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid in the building for the only time this season. I guess they could meet in the Stanley Cup final, but this is the only time this season.
Mm-hmm.
You want to win those tickets, you're going to listen for a drop. When you hear Ken Cal say, woohoo, you're going to call in. You're going to win those tickets. You'll go Sunday. You'll watch the Red Wings play the Oilers.
All right.
Now, the bad news.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's your perspective on it, but we knew Scooble was going to be in for some intense negotiations with the Tigers. John, we understood that they might not be on the same page. They could be even far apart. I certainly didn't expect this headline. John Heyman, New York Post. The Tigers and Tarek Skubal have a $250 million gap in the contract talks.
Oh, boy.
Just a few I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed. $250 million!
Well, as you so aptly put on Twitter last night, I think it's mostly a length issue.
Yes, John.
The Tigers just don't want to go far enough down the road.
You think in terms of like each year, there might be enough girth, but yeah, over the length of the deal, that's how you get $250 million short.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's just not enough, meat to the contract. And
yes,
so here's what I'm assuming, if we're just going to go with, you know, I like easy numbers. Math on the radio is really hard for me. If they're going to go $50 million, they probably are in the area of 5 years.
Versus 10 years. Okay.
And so we'll give you your $50 million, but we're only going to go 5 years. So we'll, $250 million, which is logical. What do we think, Skubal? Is he going to be a $50 million a year pitcher in 5 years? Odds are no. But you're paying for what he's done, what he's going to do, and logic says you're only going to pay for what you're going to do in the future.
He probably has a good 7 years. And you understand that to get some of these big fish, you probably have to tack on an extra year or two.
Correct.
Typically.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't sound like the Tigers are willing to do it, because the only way you could explain a gap of $250 million is the Tigers are offering more of a 5-year deal.
Right.
And his camp is looking for more of a 8, 9, 10 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a pretty big gap, John.
Yes, it is.
And it doesn't look. Two sides start on different. You start high if you're the agent. You start low if you're the team. But this gap, I don't know that you can make up this gap. So then it just reinforces the reality.
Well, and my theory on Scott Harris just going to not say anything because maybe they've come to some agreement that we're not going to leak anything out on either side. Well, that didn't last long.
And just so we're keeping it straight, John Heyman is believed to be very close with Scott Boras, that this may be from Scott Boras. This is put out for a reason from Scooble's camp to put pressure on the Tigers either to pony up or maybe it is to apply pressure to, if you're not going to pony up,
make a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know early where we're going to be going. And I don't think a trade, I mean, trades not going to happen before winter meetings.
Right.
And so I'm not sure why they would want to try and speed up the process. It's just simply not going to happen.
My gut would be, I don't think Scooble's a liar when he says he likes pitching here, that he likes Detroit, that he would like to be here. I think this is pressure trying to put on the team. Shame the Tigers into ponying up or else they look like the bad guys. Like, this is going to be fought in the public through sources, and it's up to the Tigers if they want to counter it with their own narrative of, well, actually, we offered him a 6-7 year deal at $45 to $50 million. I don't know. I mean,
I think the Boras and Scooble camp, and I'll just keep it as Scott Boras. I think they've missed the "we're going to make the Tigers be the bad guys" opportunity, and that opportunity went out the window when you can't go more than 95 pitches in a game. You can't go more than 99 in a winner take all game. And it's on the heels of watching teams that are still playing and thinking, well, that could be us. And our ace is a guy that, you know, his last pitch was 100 miles per hour. Mm-hmm. And then you're telling me that it's going to go from there to what, his fastball drops down to 85 after that or 93 after that? No, it just doesn't work like that. Now, it's amazing that he's at 99 pitches and throwing 100 miles an hour, but I just don't think the drop-off is there. And then you look at last night's game. And I know I sent you this last night. It was all over social media. But if you were watching the game, you saw it live. Max Scherzer, who on game days kind of seems like a psychopath. Because he's visualizing before the game and he's throwing, you know, he's going through his motion without the ball, and you see him warming up in the bullpen, and he's got the six guns going. He is 100% intensity in going into this game. Like, it's, they're down 2-1. They have to win. They're on the road. And then the manager comes out and says, or at least is presenting himself like, I'm going to take you out. And he starts screaming from the mound before the manager is even 20 feet away. I'm not coming out. Do not take me out. I refuse to come out. And I don't know exact words. I'm guessing that there's maybe a few F-bombs in there.
Mm-hmm.
They leave him in, and he gets out of the inning. And that's the type of fight and intensity. Now, we've seen intensity from Tarek Skubal on the mound, right? But not the intensity of, don't take me out. I have to stay in. I'm going to win this game for the team. That's where I think they've lost the, let's make the Tigers look bad. Let's put the pressure on the Tigers. Because I think there's a lot of fans going, he should have pitched that seventh inning.
Absolutely, it poisoned the well, right? The perception of Skubal not being competitive enough to go back out there. There is a difference, though. And Max Scherzer having over $300 million in career earnings makes it a little easier to be like, I don't care if my arm falls off, right?
Sure.
Because that is a big difference.
It is, but if you want that career earnings, there are moments where you can go earn it. And he had an opportunity to right a wrong. He had an opportunity to, he had a do-over. Because of what happened last year in the postseason and giving up the Grand Slam, and no one's going to sit there and blame him solely for the loss. But this was an opportunity, and he was pitching great. He was setting himself up for, if he had come out in that seventh inning and sat them all down or just simply got out of the inning without giving up another run, for this pressure to now be more effective.
Just a reminder of a history lesson here, John, is that Max Scherzer also was criticized here in Detroit for being spent after six innings in a game against Boston in the playoffs.
Correct.
Lost.
Correct.
Yes.
And what happened is the Tigers didn't keep Max Scherzer. He went on to win two Cy Young Awards in a World Series and pitch another, let's call it 6 to 7 high-end productive season. So we could choose.
I'm only using last night as a quick example of the intensity that we wanted to see in the postseason from Skubal last Saturday night.
If I'm the Boris camp, and I really think it, we need to reframe this a little bit. It's the Skubal camp. He hired Boris intentionally. It's a choice. He subscribes to the Boris philosophy. He wants Boris to do this. It's why he pays him.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. So Skubal's philosophy is, if I'm going to pull myself at 100 pitches, and if you don't want to pay me, somebody else will. Period. Point blank. If it's not you, someone else will. Here's our ask. You're $250 million shy. Get your bread up or I'm pitching for somebody else.
Okay.
That's his perspective. And that, to me, says he's got to go.
Yeah. Trade him. You know, now it's the pressure is on Scott Harris to get a good return, to get the maximum for him. And it's not just, hey, we're going to send him to this team and this team because, you know, Skubal's going to get paid there. No, it is what is going to be best for the Detroit Tigers in whether it's prospects, it's an everyday player, it's some, what are you getting back in return for trading away in his final year the best pitcher in the American League?
There's a lot to navigate here. Got the phone number 248-539-9797. There's a lot of different ways you can play this. You could trade him. You could extend him.
Yeah.
Or you could roll into the season rolling the dice. My least favorite, because that's the scenario where you lose him for nothing. The only way I'd roll into the season without paying him is if I had a gangbusters offseason where I said, hey, we're willing to throw $50 million a year at Tarek Skubal on a 5-year commitment, and he says no, but we take that $50 million a year, and instead of adding Alex Cobb and Kenta Maeda, we add Alex Bregman and Bo Bichette.
Right.
And we say, I'll roll the dice with Tarek Skubal for this year, knowing he may leave, knowing I'm a World Series favorite. If they take the money, because that's the lesson. You lose Scherzer, you still spent that money on Jordan Zimmermann. You would have been better off spending the money on Scherzer, Skubal, or good players around them while you've got them.
And so the only way that you go into this season, like you mentioned, in not having an extension and not trading him, knowing he's going to walk, to not come away with anything, is to come away with, and I'm not going to say it has to be a World Series, but it's got to be a legit shot at the World Series.
You got to be all in.
Yeah.
You got to hold nothing back.
So with this all coming down, they're getting Borist. The Tigers are getting Borist. The fans are getting Borist. If Skubal's 1,000% committed to Scott Boris and what how he does stuff, Greg brought it up. It's Scherzer all over again. Scherzer wanted to be paid more than Verlander because it was after Verlander's contract. That's pretty natural in sports. I'm going to hindsight us here a little bit. Should the Tigers have given Scherzer that?
Yes, they should have.
What's the answer here then? Why is it different?
Well, I would pay Skubal. I would.
See, I'm getting a little frustrated with the... there are people who are making Skubal the villain here. And while I do think there's reason to be upset with him and the fact that he's choosing this route, I'm not going to erase what he's done the last 2 years for this team and make him an a-hole. Like, I didn't do that with Scherzer at the time. I knew the second the Tigers came out on, it was, I'm pretty sure, March 4, 2015, and said, this is what we offered him, that he was a goner. Because there were no way they were going to pay him more in JV. There was no... That was a Mike Ilitch thing, and they conducted themselves from a public relations standpoint very different than they ever did under Dave Dombrowski. And Dombrowski was then let go 5 months later.
Yeah.
It started the whole avalanche of that team falling apart. I just be careful. Look,
well, I want to get the answer. There's what I would do and what I think the team's going to do, and those aren't the same thing.
Exactly. But when are they going to pivot?
Right.
And I'm not crazy about giving them the locked up guaranteed long term. I don't know if he's interested in something like a 6-year deal, $50 million a year, with player opt-outs in 4, 5, and 6.
But it sounds like the Tigers haven't offered that.
Right.
Because if they did, that's a $300 million contract, and I have a hard time believing Boris is asking for $550 million. What this implies, the $400 million's been thrown out by industry sites that Skubal is like a $400 million pitcher.
Right, 8 years, $50 million a year.
This says the Tigers have offered about $150 million, which is embarrassing. That's not a real offer.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that is their offer.
Right? Okay.
I really don't. I think that's almost a slap in the face. If we're going to learn, look, though, if it's Scherzer 2.0, if we're going to learn from it all over again, he got 7 and 215 at the time. I think this is four or 8 years, $400 million.
Sure.
I think that's what Boris is going for.
And would you give him it if you were the Tigers? And second question, do you think the Tigers are willing to give him it? It's the more important question. And the answer today seems to be no. So will they invest around him to win this year? Harris has said there is no Scooble window. I have a hard time believing they're going to pivot and go all in. So if you don't believe in a Scooble window, if you're not going to get a deal locked up this offseason, you trade him. 248-539-9797. There's a lot to talk about. We got the ticket text. We'll get to the picks at 635. It's 97.1. Guys, as much as we talk baseball, it is football season. And with Moran Chevrolet, you got Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. So whether you're headed to the tailgate or cheering from home, first turn to the awesome team at Moran to get you a game-winning deal. Right now, you can lease a 2025 Equinox LT for $299 a month on a 36-month lease. Find your ride fast. Shop at MoranExpress.com or stop by. They'll take care of you in person. Great staff. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Picks in 15 minutes. A lot of football to talk on a football Friday, but we had some breaking news. John Heyman, New York Post. The gap between Scooble and the Tigers, $250 million. More than a couple I's they got to dot or T's they got to cross. That's a cavernous gap. And it speaks to the fact that there's a length issue. Number of years on the deal is how you explain a gap of $250 million. It would appear, speculating common sense, the Tigers are probably offering something more of a 5 or 6 year deal.
Right.
And Boris and Scooble want more of an 8, 9, or 10 year deal. And that's how you start adding $50 million a year, give or take, to get our gap. How do people feel about it? There's a lot of layers to this. Tech says I'd give him 3 years, $180 million with opt-outs and make him say no. Ben in Royal Oak. Ben, it'll be the easiest no he's ever given.
Right.
No, zero chance. Come with a better offer. This one says, how are they $250 million short? It makes no sense unless he wants a 10-year deal. And if that's the case, no one's giving him that, Rob in North Carolina.
That's the only thing I could think about in regards to maybe they, you know, per year, they've got the same number, $50 million.
Hopefully they're close at least, yeah.
Yeah, but if the Tigers are sitting there going, well, we'll offer you the $50 million a year, but it's for 5 years. If you want, you know, $50 million a year for 10 years, no. And that's the easiest way to get to your 250.
Guys, the Tigers need to play hardball and put out their report saying they've offered 8 years and 360 and that it was declined. Well, that'd have to be true first. And I don't think they're going to offer him 8 years at 360, which is the sticking point. Right? Or you know, because I agree, like fight fire with fire. This is the Boris talking point. Yeah. Look how cheap the Tigers are. They're $250 million short. Well, if it's true,
yeah,
then what are you going to do about it?
I mean, that's where we're just speculating on to, okay, how could they possibly be $250 million away? There has to be years that are missing between the two camps.
Yeah, it would be great if the Tigers came out and said, hey, we made him an offer north of $350 million. You can leave the number of years out, yeah, but we've made a significant commitment. And they would never publicly say it, but like Evan Petzold would run the story or something.
Yeah.
And it would go, oh, okay. So the Tigers do have a big boy offer out there that is significant. And then it puts it back on Scooble. Well, you've said you really want to be here. Unfortunately, this could end up getting fought in the public. But it sounds like the first salvo was fired by Boris. So either you play ball or you get buried in PR. Because, John, I don't know that the Tigers are going to get him extended this offseason. And I don't think the Tigers, who've publicly said they don't believe in a Scooble window,
are going to go all in.
So then it pushes us to the conclusion that, quite frankly, I don't want to happen. I want to pay him like they should have paid Scherzer. I want to keep the best pitcher who they've developed, homegrown, who's a star. But if they're not going to pay him, and they're not going to pay to be elite this season.
Right. Well, you just don't want the Scherzer situation to repeat itself on either end.
Yeah.
And he was an ultimate bet on himself guy. He's one of the first guys to kind of do it in sports where athletes started taking a little bit more of a risk to hit free agency to get the highest paid contract at that time instead of security.
Right.
And, you know, it's 1 year that he has to stay healthy. And if he does that, you have teams like the Dodgers and Mets out there who don't care. The Mets will pay that.
Oh, yeah, dude, they have no issue with it. How about these ticket texts? If Scooble's really demanding 10 years, $500 million, or something around that, his legacy will be as a villain in Detroit. This, with not coming to pitch the seventh, this bleep will get him out of town and get prospects good riddance.
Is Max Scherzer a villain?
No. And I don't, I'm not going to hold any guy that says I'm going to settle for less in terms of years or in terms of money. And they leave for max offer. I don't think of them as a villain. I just think of them as, one, betting on themselves, and it's business.
So this is where I think it calls for, hopefully, sometime in November before we get too much into free agency. It's kind of like anything's going to happen immediately on this.
No.
In terms of trades and stuff. It would be in winter meetings in December. But this is where Chris Illich, Scott Harris, Jeff Greenberg, maybe even A.J. Hinch, some executives with the team, bring Scott Boris and Tarek Skubal into town and you have a let's clear the table conversation and you find out what is the intent. Give us what is your intention here? Well, because we're willing to do this and whatever that this is, and then you find out from them, are they absolutely intent on running this to free agency? If they are, you trade them.
It was your word. They're getting Boris'd. If that meeting happens or a similar meeting happens and Boris makes it clear, he will hit the open market. It's what I do with my clients. Scooble has paid me, empowered me. We're hitting the market. There's not a number you can throw out. We're hitting the market.
And they're not going to get into a bidding war if he does with the Mets and the Dodgers. And I would say the Yankees, depending on what they do next season, maybe. They've kind of backed off a little bit here in terms of like, hey, we're the big spender all the time. The Dodgers and Mets have overtaken them.
Yeah.
And you got Dombrowski in Philly.
Right. I mean, yeah, don't count Philly out. And don't count out Boston either.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect them to pay that freight, but I wouldn't count them out of that market.
This text says, does the leak not make Scooble now somewhat of a target for fans, particularly the logical sports fan who knows there's a negative to a contract of that length. Knowing this, he goes out and he has a mediocre season. People are going to say, you want how much for that performance? Well, I don't think he's going to have a mediocre season next year.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, the risk is, I mean, if he takes the field and he gets hurt, right, then, you know, he could lose a bunch of money.
Hundreds of millions.
The risk for the Tigers is same thing. Just if they pay him and they make that commitment that he goes out and gets hurt. So there's risk on both sides.
The right move is to trade Skubal. However, trading Skubal shows you're taking a step back next year. That's a hard pill to swallow. It says you won't even have Job next year, who you could really count on to step up. Much like Brady with the Patriots and Jordan with the Bulls, Skubal needs to take less money to surround himself with talent. He can make millions on endorsements without crippling the team.
Yeah, but if he's looking at maximizing endorsements as well, you got the LA market, the New York market.
And, okay, let's say that Skubal should take a little bit less to be a Detroit Tiger. I'm not going to tell him he should do that, but maybe that's your position. The gap's $250 million. You think he should take a $250 million pay cut to make it up in
endorsements? Yeah, no.
I mean, like, I don't think you're going to make that much on slinging Detroit-style pizza. I mean, it's $250 million you're never getting back.
It is. And it's just the numbers are so huge. And I mean, here's the thing from the Tigers' perspective, and there's obviously things that we don't know. Did AJ go to him at the end of the sixth, and instead of looking at gazing into each other's eyes, did he say, "I want you to go out"? And Skubal said, "No, I'm at 99 pitches." And then AJ, being the class guy that he is, says, "Well, this is how I'm going to phrase it." After the game.
Because the way AJ said after the game was, I looked at him at the fifth. We both knew we had one more inning.
Yeah.
He pitched the sixth. We got him out of the game.
Right.
Or you're saying how much of that is protecting the player? How much of that is
correct?
True.
Or do the Tigers know that Skubal, he just has a maximum of 95 to maybe 105 pitches, and that's all he's ever going to be able to do?
Which would be reflective of your willingness to give a guy a contract if that's true.
Correct.
Yeah. We have our winner for Red Wing tickets. He heard the Ken Cal woohoo. So you guys who are calling in right now, sorry. It's Chad in Southfield who gets hooked up with a pair of tickets. The Wings will take on the Oilers on Sunday. Connor McDavid in the building at Little Caesars Arena. You want tickets? Go to DetroitRedWings.com. All right, we got the picks next. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm still not sure who Stoney picked last week. Welcome into the picks, brought to you by Shaner Roofing. The standings update. Tom with a two-game lead. I'm sitting in second. Heather in third. John and Greg tied for dead last.
Hey, at least we're not alone.
Misery loves company.
Somebody's above 500, actually.
You are by a game.
We're going to start in the SEC. Game day is in Athens, Georgia, or as they say in Illinois, Athens. Georgia is a 7.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. Let's start with Jim.
The only other time Ole Miss hit the road was Kentucky, and they struggled. Georgia should be able to run the ball on one of the worst run defense in the SEC. Give me the dogs.
This is tough just because, I mean, yeah, Georgia should be able to run the ball. I'm not sure I like 7 in the hook for Georgia, even though it's going to be down in Georgia. But I can't go against the dogs. I just don't trust Lane Kiffin, and I just don't trust Ole Miss. So give me the dogs.
All right, Heather. Going with the Rebels. Revenge game for Georgia. John, that hook is enticing you to take Ole Miss. Don't do it, Georgia.
All right, so I was really torn on this game, and I'm listening to all your guys' input. And you swung me, and the hook is a great point by Greg. I do wonder if Lane Kiffin will ever break through. Well, I've always asked that about James Franklin, and look what happens. Right. he's SEC James Franklin.
Oh, no.
And there are some numbers here to support Ole Miss. They've won 3 straight games against top 10 teams. It's a little surprising, right? Also, Georgia has trailed at halftime in 3 of their 4 SEC games. So, yeah. Slow starters, but... this is where the dogs come on and start making their march.
Lane Kiffin getting fired in 3 weeks. Let's go Maybe. To Provo, Utah in the most aesthetically pleasing game of the week. Utah at BYU in the Holy War. Red jerseys versus blue jerseys. The Mountains. John.
I don't know what to make of either of these teams. And BYU has done an amazing job of losing their quarterback literally days before they went to camp. And it doesn't look like it's affected them at all. But I just like, I think Utah is, I don't even want to say they're better coach. I think this one is so tough, but I'm going to go with the Utes.
Heather. That's 2 for Utah. Utah can win on a ladder day. Give me baby-faced Bear Bachmeier and the Cougs.
I'm going to go BYU too here, and I know the hook is, again, enticing you to take BYU. Kyle Whittingham usually gets his team in a pretty good position about this time of year, and then they fall apart. So I'll go with BYU at home.
I think Utah wins this game, but I think BYU makes it close, just like last year. Give me the points.
We like Cougars.
Yeah, we do.
To South Bend, Indiana, Notre Dame is an 8.5-point favorite over USC. Heather. Going with the Irish. How can I pick against that? Give me Notre Dame.
I'm going to go with the Trojans here. Third highest scoring offense in the country. They post points. Big spread here. Backdoor and play even if Notre Dame dominates.
And Notre Dame has dominated since picking up their second loss. They're 4-0, winning by 119 points. They will run the ball. They will bully ball. I will take the Irish.
Somebody told them Notre Dame would miss the playoffs.
I'm going to go with USC because even though I don't know that they win this game, they just have a lot of different ways that they can score points. This is a prolific offense, and they're not going to do what they did against Michigan, but I do think, coach, drawing a blank on his name.
Lincoln Riley.
I think he is really starting to find his way as a play caller with this offense in USC. So give me the Trojans.
Let's go to Big Noon Saturday, Washington at 9 a.m. Visits the Big House. Wolverines favored by 5.5 points. And now that I've gotten 2 of these Michigan games right, I'm going to go with the Wolverines in a bounce back spot. Michigan.
So Devil's number here. We don't know if Justin Haynes is playing. It puts us in an impossible spot on Friday morning to pick this game of mine, because I think he's really determining my pick. Because if he doesn't play, and I think he probably won't, Washington's got the seventh best run defense in the country, and you don't have your best running back. Bryce Underwood's going to be slinging it and running all over. I just don't see it. So because I don't think Haynes will play, I'll take the Huskies.
I absolutely hate this game because I'm going to pick Washington, but I'm well aware this is a 9 a.m. kick for them coming west.
UCLA won last week at 9 a.m.
I know. And I do think 5.5 is a powerful number for an offense that can get up and go. Jed Fish, I think, will have some plays ready on this Michigan defense. And I think you made a great note about Washington's run defense. Give me the Huskies.
Yeah, I mean, the run defense there. And Damon Williams coming off a historic performance for him. You know, 400 yards throwing the ball, 2 touchdowns, 136 yards rushing the ball, 2 touchdowns. With some of the flaws that we saw last week in Michigan's defense, the fact that they just got pushed around on both sides of the ball, I'm going Washington.
Heather. Heather's been infected by the blue wall. Let's go to the NFL. Chargers, 1.5-point favorites as they host the Colts, Tom.
I am buying the Colts big time. Best offensive line, I believe, in the NFL. Playing one of the most banged-up offensive lines in a stadium that doesn't really give the Chargers home field advantage. I think this is the easiest pick of the week, which is why I'll be wrong. But I think the Colts win, and they might win by disco-type numbers.
I also really like this game. And I also really like the Chargers. Here's the thing. The Colts haven't played any good quarterbacks except Matthew Stafford. Well, what happened when they faced Matthew Stafford? They lost.
They should have won that game by a stupid drop ball at the end zone.
They could be missing as many as 3 corners in this game. I'm banking on getting Joe Alt back. I'm banking on the home team. Give me the Chargers.
So I was originally in on the Chargers, backs against the wall, and I say backs against the wall because they are tied for first in their division right now with the Broncos, but I do think the Chiefs are coming on. The Chiefs are going to get Rashee Rice. They know that this is kind of a must-win game for them to keep pace with where the Chiefs are coming from and I think where they're going. But, Tom, like you, I think this is a dominant offensive line. Jonathan Taylor is going to be able to run the freaking ball. And Daniel Jones, I just think there's some magic in what he's doing this year. And I'm not saying it's necessarily Sam Darnold-esque, but I think it might actually be better
I think it is.
Sam Darnold. And so give me the Colts.
Heather Park. Taking them Colts. I'm going to take the dad coach over the bro coach. Chargers. Eagles fly into Minneapolis. Will they swoop in and try to take out the Vikings? Eagles are favored by 2.5, Jim.
Vikings off a bye. O-line's getting healthy. Flores defense with all kinds of wrinkles against an Eagles offense that can't run it. Far too static. I don't care who the quarterback is. I think I prefer it's Carson Wentz. Give me the Vikings.
This is such a tough one. And I don't necessarily think it matters who the coach or the quarterback is for the Vikings. I think this is an Eagles team that was shamed by losing to the Giants. Defending Super Bowl chance. They've heard everything about Jalen Hurts can't do this, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley. They get back to their identity, and that's stopping the run. They get back to their identity offensively, and that's using Saquon in a number of different ways. I'll take the Eagles in this one.
Here's Heather. She'll take the Eagles, although that is a red-tailed hawk.
She went against her people.
That she did. Uh-huh. I will take the Eagles.
You're on Viking Island, Jim, because I'm going Eagles, and I think it's pretty strong here. I don't trust the Vikings offense to put up many points in this game. This might be an ugly Eagles get right game. They had that last year at New Orleans, and that started their surge last year. Kind of expect the same type of thing.
Finally, Monday Night Football. The Bucs roll into Ford Field. Lions favored by 5.5 points, John.
I think with a competitor like Baker Mayfield, he just simply finds a way. I think the Lions win, but I don't think they cover, so I'm going to take the Bucs and just that this is going to be a tighter game than the 5.5.
Thanks, Tony. Heather. She's taking the Lions. I'm taking the Lions in a bounce-back spot. I don't care if Brian Branch is out. Lions are going to bounce back.
Lions NFL best 8-0 after a loss since 2023. That's straight up. That's not against the spread. I'm going to take the Bucs here with the points because I have a lot of respect for what they're doing right now. I think Todd Bowles has had success against the Lions offense. I think he knows how to take away the Lions run game. And that was against a better Lions offensive line in the past. And also, I think he dials up games that frustrates Jared Goff. The Lions have had to methodically move down the field against the Buccaneers in their games recently. This will be close.
Same comment. Thanks, Tony. Yeah.
Taylor Decker trending the right way. It's a big feather in the cap for an offensive line that's going to have a tough matchup against a good Bucs run defense. But I love the bounce back. And I love that the Lions are going to make a statement on Monday night. Give me Detroit.
Double digits?
By how many?
A touchdown.
So we are different on all three NFL games, Jim.
I need to pick up a couple games, so I'm thrilled with that.
We'll split.
How do you split in three
games?
Well,
we got the USC game different.
How am I losing to this guy? He doesn't even know you can't split three. It's the picks, 97.
Yeah, they all got the hooks, so you can't get a push. Hey, Raider, fire up your Saturdays. FanDuel has a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone in college football a profit boost every single week. And here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. And so, remember I said everyone, it's no opt-in gymnastics, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone gets the boost. We're talking real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/971Detroit, download the app, check out the Boosting with the Boys offer, and get in on the action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to point out something that nobody on the ticket text pointed out. We didn't pick MSU. And no one even noticed or cared. The old brass platoon. Spreads 27.5. Punished for irrelevance. Too many other good games. I hope people understand.
It's a great trophy.
The old brass platoon?
Yeah. It's a great one.
Where does it rank in your Big Ten trophies?
For John, number one.
It's close. Yeah. I mean, okay. Who doesn't love a good spittoon?
I don't know, but Little Brown Jug.
I guess it would probably be top five, just in terms of the trophy itself.
What about when Illinois and Ohio State used to play for a live turtle? The Illibuck. See, I like all this cheesy, traditional Big Ten trophies.
Which one's you got the giant pig? That's a Minnesota one.
Yeah, that's
Florida
Rosedale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just say this, you omitted a local team for irrelevancy, so no more irrelevant games and picks ever again. Because I know last year, out of nowhere, you plucked this Panther-Cowboy game, and we were all like, why are we picking this? It's because he had some tell on it, and then he was wrong.
Yeah, remember that? I was punished for my own,
Yeah. trying to put a pick in there that you thought you just sneak one by us.
I got an edge. Yeah. They'll all slip on this banana peel.
So when Michigan becomes irrelevant, we can't pick them either.
Well, it could be.
Well, we're
going
to have to make
a
pick next week.
Yes.
I
was
only one game. Irrelevant teams.
We'll make that pledge. The Michigan-Michigan State game, of course, will be in the picks. Beyond that, though.
I actually like that we're omitting irrelevant games because Sony was always adamant on having the local teams in no matter what. And I remember it was like one time, what are we doing picking this? There's not even a spread out there.
I tend to want to put the local teams in, but guys, this week you have five ranked games in college football. We couldn't even get to all of them. We didn't have Bama, Tennessee, or LSU, Vandy. Vandy finally favored in a game for the first time in the history of time. There were too many good games.
All right, so if you were to pick the Indiana, Michigan State game, which is down in Bloomington, and what's the spread, 27.5?
Yeah.
Let's just, you know.
Yeah, unofficially,
who would you pick?
Unofficially.
Yeah.
For S's and Jesus's, as Stoney said.
Remember that one? Hoosiers alt spread lay 41.5.
Oh, wow.
I don't think Cignetti's going to let his guys let up after a big win, and I think MSU's dead as a doorknob.
Well, and it's I do say it's in Bloomington, and this is on the heels of him getting an unbelievable contract. I say unbelievable. I don't think anybody was surprised that he re-upped. Yeah. But the numbers are staggering. What is it? Third highest paid coach in college football. And if he's going to go in on Illinois the way he did to make a statement, I think it, you know, statement coming.
Do you know how the margin of victory in that game was? 53 points. He beat Illinois by 53 points.
Right. And so I just think this, so I would take Indiana and with that spread. It's a huge spread.
Boys,
I would take the points and take Michigan State.
Well, damn, we should have put it on the card. I could have made up a game.
Look, winning by 27 and a half points, 26 points isn't a bad thing. You know,
that's
a ton of points. And I guess I'm at least thinking that Michigan State has a pulse to bounce back from last week. That might be stupid, but these are still college kids. Indiana's got a lot of press clippings this week. They had a long trip back from Oregon. All feeling good. You got this coaching contract. Yeah, they'll want to, but maybe they come out a little slow, you know, just because of the distractions I was talking about. It's a hard spread to cover then.
UCLA almost covered that, and it was in.
Yeah, but last week isn't this week.
I understand that's
what, but that was homecoming.
Greg?
Little collegiate up-down with the emotions going in opposite directions for both teams. I would take the points in Michigan State.
What do you think Heather would do? Take her Spartans?
I don't know. She went against her people in the NFL picks.
And then she even took the Wolverines.
And she took the Wolverines.
You know,
so,
you know what it is? She's losing some ground.
Uh-huh.
And yes, she's getting cutthroat.
Desperation picks.
You know what it is? She's one of these Spartan fans who want to see Michigan win by 50.
I'll defend her on that one. I don't think that she would be able to stomach that.
We got a text from a Spartan who says, I can tell you, you guys can skip the Spartans every week until the job search starts.
Oh, until we're laying money on who the next coach is going to be.
It's depressing because this can be and has been like a
John Gruden a really plus 300.
Okay.
Did you see Gruden in the green and white?
Could I see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He wants to get back into coaching.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want that as a Michigan fan, would you?
No. No,
I think
so. If you're asking me, like, who should they hire? It's probably best if I tell you the coaches that I don't want them to hire, and one of them would be Gruden. Obviously, one of them would be Pat Fitzgerald. Yeah, go ahead and hire James Franklin. You know, get you really close, but never be able to beat, you know, it win any big games.
Right. So there's your explanation. Not that anybody cared, but that's why we didn't have the Spartans in the picks this week. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Brendan. Brendan Shabath on the updates is in the studio.
Yeah, Brendan, so who you taking if it was a pick?
I will say Chris Villar over at WWJ asked me this morning how many points I think Indiana is going to score.
Yeah.
I don't see there being any way that it's less than 49.
Okay.
So how many does MSU score?
Let's just say they score 50.
Right.
How much do you think Michigan State will put on the board?
An injured or perhaps zero Aiden Childs, I don't think it's going to be more than 13.
Blowout city.
Yes. Which is what we're hoping for at this point.
Okay, so that's what we're going to tap into as the show rolls on at some point today. Like, do MSU fans want to be humiliated? That's the point that they've reached. You would say yes.
I think most, yeah, because I think Valeni put it well earlier this week that Michigan State needs to be humiliated into action.
Well, that's what took Penn State. They had to lose not one, not two, but three straight games, including one to Northwestern, before real change happened to James Franklin. Anyway, we will spend time on it later in the show. We'll get to his update in a second. At 7 o'clock, John, did we miss a story with the Lions this week?
May have.
It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.